Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Vaccinations continue in Iowa as the Department of Public Health reports another 9 COVID-19 deaths and an additional 404 confirmed cases today. In Woodbury County, there have been 25 new cases added to the total count in the last 24 hours. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced yesterday that all adult Iowans will be eligible for COVID-19 vaccination starting April 5th. During her weekly news conference, the governor said so long as vaccine supplies from the federal government keep up with demand, she expects all Iowans to be eligible for the vaccine. But in a conference call with reporters this morning, House Speaker Pat Grassley said a 2018 law includes a benchmark that state tax collections must grow by at least 4% before tax cuts are triggered to kick in. If Governor Kim Reynolds removes that benchmark, a series of promised income tax cuts could automatically take effect in 2023. And the economy in rural parts of 10 plains and western states appears to be on record pace. According to a monthly survey of bankers released today, the overall index reached its highest reading since the survey began in 2006. The overall index of the Rural Main Street Survey shot up more than 18 points to 71.9 in March from February's 53.8. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy, while a score below 50 suggests the opposite. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.